A scare is a big word, but I thought I made myself more under. I put myself more under pressure than I should do. After the 2-0, he didn't even have a dot on the double, and yeah, he gave him self confidence with a good 1-2 finish. But I also was a little bit sloppy with a couple of scores, and I shouldn't be in that position. But I think it's a good lesson for the next round.
It just goes to show that you can't take any victory at this William Hill World Championship for granted.
No, correct. If you're going to look to his first round game, I think he finished the game with 63 average, and now he ended with 90. 90 is not bad. I didn't play bad. I had a 99 average, but I can do a lot better. But what can I say? I'm through to the next round. I always say when you win, it doesn't matter how you win.
You are on a ridiculous unbeaten run at the moment, and by your own enormously high standards, that wasn't anywhere near, you know, good for yourself.
No, it was okay. I didn't play bad. I was okay. After my first dart, couldn't go in the triple 20. I was a bit up. It was a bit, the stage was a bit different than normally because they changed everything around. But it's good preparation for next game.
You have just come straight back off holiday. Bit of rustiness?
No, because I played last weekend. A couple of exhibitions. I had a couple of day practice at home, so I played well the other week. So I think it's just this day. I will play better next week.
You have been playing superbly all year. 18 titles you've won this year. 22 matches unbeaten now. You are the man to beat at this William Hill World Championship, are you not?
They say so. A lovely position to be in, but I don't see it that way. I just want to win my game by game and try to don't make any mistakes.
Darren Webster next. Looking forward to it?
Of course. Good player, but long time ago for him that he beat me.